it's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Senate Republicans Thursday finally revealed their Better Care Reconciliation Act of 2017, the Senate version of Trump Care that would repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. The new bill would effectively end Medicaid as we know it, though more slowly and eventually more fully than its House version. It would give the savings to the wealthiest Americans in the form of massive tax cuts. Bernie Sanders explains.
If you throw 23 million people off of health insurance, if you cut Medicaid by over $800 billion, there is no question but that thousands of Americans will die. If you are sick, if you have a chronic illness, and you can't get the kind of care you need, you die. Or maybe you will just suffer year after year after year. And the purpose of this whole legislation, of raising premiums for older workers, of defunding Planned Parenthood, denying 2.5 million women the choice of doctors, you know what the whole purpose is? It's to provide $500 billion in tax breaks for the top 2%, for the insurance companies, for the drug companies, and other major corporations. This is barbaric. Frankly, this is what oligarchy is all about. It's the wealthy and powerful saying, we need even more tax breaks, despite the fact they're doing phenomenally well. And if it means people in America dying, if it means throwing 23 million people off of health insurance, if it means telling a 63-year-old worker that his premiums are going to soar, hey, that's not our problem. The only thing we have to worry about is getting even more tax breaks.
But four of the most conservative members of the GOP caucus have cautioned that the bill doesn't go far enough for them. Rand Paul telling Morning Joe on MSNBC.
I want the bill to look more like a repeal bill. I promised people I was going to repeal it. I didn't promise people that I was going to replace it with a federal program of bailing out insurance companies. The fundamental flaw of Obamacare was that we said to people, you can buy insurance after you're sick. And we also added regulations to insurance that increased the price of insurance such that healthy people didn't want to buy it because it was too expensive. Those fundamental flaws still remain. And the Republican proposal is, okay, you can still buy insurance after you're sick, which led to the death spiral, led to the elevated premiums, but we're just going to subsidize premiums by dumping a bunch of federal money into the insurance companies. My problem is insurance companies already make $15 billion a year. I don't think the taxpayers should give them any money. And so I really am opposed to the idea of giving insurance companies money and saying, will you lower your prices?
On the other end of the Republican caucus, some members, including Rob Portman of Ohio, Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, Susan Collins of Maine, and Alaska's Lisa Murkowski expressed skepticism over proposed cuts to Medicaid and opioid addiction efforts and the blocking of funds for Planned Parenthood. Former President Barack Obama weighed in on Facebook, where he wrote, quote, "The Senate bill is not a health care bill. It's a massive transfer of wealth from middle class and poor families to the richest people in America. It hands enormous tax cuts to the rich and to the drug and insurance industries, paid for by cutting health care for everybody else. Those with private insurance will experience higher premiums and higher deductibles, with lower tax credits to help working families cover the costs, even as their plans might no longer cover pregnancy, mental health care, or expensive prescriptions. Discrimination based on pre-existing conditions could become the norm again. Millions of families will lose coverage entirely." Simply put, Obama continues, if there's a chance you might get sick, get old, or start a family, this bill will do you harm. And small tweaks over the course of the next couple of weeks under the guise of making these bills easier to stomach cannot change the fundamental meanness at the core of this legislation. The end of Medicaid is in this bill, despite candidate Trump's promise.
I'm not going to cut Social Security like every other Republican, and I'm not going to cut Medicare or Medicaid. Every other Republican's going to cut.
The nonpartisan CBO is expected to release its score of the bill Monday. Tape or no tape?
41 days after that stunning claim by President Trump and a bizarre refusal to clarify what he meant when he tweeted on the morning of May 12th that fired FBI Director, quote, James Comey better hope that there are no, quote, tapes of our conversations before he starts leaking to the press, unquote. President Trump finally tweeted that he personally did not make and does not possess any such tapes. Though we should point out his denial does leave open the possibility that some tapes exist, just not ones made by him or owned by him. The admission, such as it is, coming one day before the congressional deadline to produce whatever tapes might exist.
Friday morning on Fox and Friends, Trump did seemingly admit his original tweet alleging the existence of tapes was intended to intimidate then-FBI Director James Comey.
But I didn't tape, and I don't have any tape, and I didn't tape. But when he found out that that there may be tapes out there, whether it's governmental tapes or anything else, and who knows, I think his story may have changed, because then he has to tell what actually took place at the events. And my story didn't change. My story was always a straight story. My story was always the truth. But you'll have to determine for yourself whether or not his story changed. But I did not tape.
It was a smart way to make sure he stayed honest in those hearings.
Well, it wasn't very stupid, I can tell you that.
And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. We are 100% listener funded, and we can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.